when you get aligned energetically, he will feel that. It's that invisible visibility, right? He will feel it. He might not be able to put his finger on it. He may not be able to tell what's changed or what's shifted in you. But when you do that work, then he will, you'll see him act differently, respond differently, do things differently.
Welcome to the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast, where we empower female business owners to step boldly into the spotlight and claim the recognition they deserve. I'm your host, Tori Barker. I'm passionate about helping women like you transform your visibility into tangible business success. Each week on this show, we'll dive deep into game-changing strategies, share inspiring success stories from women who've mastered their visibility, and offer practical, actionable advice you can implement immediately. Whether you're just starting your entrepreneurial journey, pivoting your business model, or ready to elevate your existing presence to new heights, you'll discover effective approaches to create exciting opportunities and expand your reach. So let's harness the power of strategic visibility and grow your business together. Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us again on the Visibility Strategies for Women Entrepreneurs podcast. Today, I have a very special guest, a friend, a mentor, an advisor, and somebody that I dearly love. So welcome to the show, Alicia Diggs Chavis.
Thank you, Tori. And all those things right back at you. I consider you someone that I love and a friend and a mentor and somebody that I learn from all the time, too. So I love this reciprocal relationship that we have.
Yes, these are the best podcasts for me because, you know, obviously we have an external relationship outside of this. It's not like the first time we're meeting. We talk very regularly. So I'm excited to share all of this amazing knowledge that you've bestowed upon me with our audience. Why don't you tell people who you are and a little bit about what you do?
All right. Absolutely. Well, my name's Alicia, like you said, Tori, and I am a master energy healer, an executive advisor, and someone who spent 25, 30 years in the corporate world with all of the bumps and the bruises and the amazing lessons that came from all of that. And what I do now literally is take that corporate experience, that lived experience, and layer it with all of my energetic and healing gifts to help folks, whether you're an entrepreneur, whether you're in the corporate world, or whether you're leading a household, it doesn't really make a difference. We're all leaders in some way, to optimize their energy so that they can show up and get the results that they want, whether it's at home, in business, in life.
Yeah. So tell everyone, what was that pivotal moment or aha moment that ignited the shift for you?
The shift into doing energy
yes,
work?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So it was when I became an empty nester. So I am a mother of three of my kids and two beautiful stepchildren as well. And when that moment hit where my last one was going to college, I wigged out a little bit. The empty nester thing kicked in. And up until then, I didn't know empty nester syndrome was a thing. And so I started just kind of going, what's going on with me? I didn't know who I was. I didn't know. I felt like I was being put out to pasture. Yeah. I felt like that mom part of me was dying. And I knew that I was getting close to the end of my corporate career, and some close, right? Relatively close. And I thought, well, if I don't have my career, and if I don't have the mom thing, and by the way, I'd spent so much time doing the mom thing and the parenting thing with my husband that we hadn't paid a lot of attention to our own relationship over the years. So I was like, well, if that relationship is not going to be part of my life,
yeah,
who am I? I just hadn't spent the time figuring out who I was outside of all of those different relationships and the things that I did for everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's what it kicked. That's kind of what kicked it off. It was an innocent question on a solo trip that I took to Sedona, where I kind of got a download to go to Sedona when I didn't know what Sedona was about energetically. So, you know, if you don't know, Sedona is a very like highly spiritual, energetic, spot in the world. It's world known for that. And I went there for a couple of days and all by myself for the first time in my life
Yeah.
doing a trip like that. And I was with this amazing woman who was doing some healing work on me, and I still really didn't know what healing work was at the time. And she said to me when we were done, "Are you a healer?" And I was like, "Yeah, I don't think so. I know that, right? If I was a healer, I would know that." And that's how it all kind of started. She planted that seed, and then I just kind of followed the breadcrumbs over time, and it brought me to where I am today.
Isn't it amazing when you do something for yourself like that and you learn to heal your own self or get clarity for whatever internal turmoil you have, this disconnect or disalignment, whatever you have? Think about if you hadn't done that, the impact that you wouldn't have been able to make like you're making today. And it's such an amazing thing to follow your intuition, right? Because we talk about intuition a lot, you and I. And had you not followed that intuition, the impact that you are making right now couldn't be happening. And there's so, I know this, and I'm just putting this out there. There's so much more work for you to be done, for you to make happen in this world, right? And so I honor you for doing that. And I think that people need to hear that because sometimes it starts with your own challenges that take you to the next space that you need to be. Like for me personally, visibility was something that I was working on for myself. And that has led me to now help people with visibility. So it always starts with you and the impact that you can make for yourself then impacts others.
You are so right. I remember those conversations that we had, and I remember the moment when you were like, "You know what? I think this is like visibility is the word. Like
Yeah.
visibility is what I want to help with." And then we started talking
Yeah.
about, and okay, so how do you do that for yourself? Like
Yeah.
how do you start there and create your own story and then create your energy field around that? You have that lived experience that you can bring to everyone else, and you've done a beautiful job of it.
Yeah. One of the kind of, our origin story, like you and I believe met before you even started this work or very early into your journey, because I worked with your husband and he introduced us. And then, you've seen my journey, I've seen your journey. And so it's so fun to have these relationships and live through these experiences in this journey together. And I'm excited that obviously we get to be here and I get to see you all the time and just share this knowledge that you have. So let's talk about visibility in alignment with what you do, because I think that's really, really important. And this is a lot of the work that you and I do together. And for the people listening who may think of visibility as an external, like marketing piece, right? I have to do the marketing to be visible. Yes, that is one component of it. But I have realized that there is one really, really important step that you have to take before you can even do any of that. And that's the internal work. And that's not just for a personal or solo entrepreneur, but also for businesses. You can think about internal work for your team, right? From a corporate perspective, there's a lot of internal work that you need to do. But let's talk about like the female entrepreneurs who are listening and how what you do aligns with visibility and the work internally that needs to happen before they can put themselves out there to be visible.
Great. Great way to frame this and great way to talk about it, because we do think about visibility from a, "Oh, I've got to put myself out there on social media," or "I've got to tell my story." And those
Yeah.
things are all key and they're important, and yes, we do have to do those things.
Yeah.
But I think, like you said, there is that kind of, let's step back and see what's going on internally, because I like to call our energy, like we're all energetic bodies flowing around here. We'll put that out there as a given right now. We're all energetic bodies flowing around in our physical bodies right now. And our energy is actually the invisible part of our visibility,
Yeah.
right? And we don't think about it a lot, but I know we've all experienced it. Think about the last time you were at a party or you were at a meeting or in a gathering of people, and that one person walked into the room. And when they walked into the room, the energy of the room totally changed, whether it expanded and
Yeah.
got happy or whether
Good or
it
bad.
went the opposite direction. Right, exactly. That's energy. And we are all bringing that energy into every interaction, every time we get on camera, every time we put out a social media post, every time we just talk to somebody, we bring that energy. And if we're, and if our energy is not right, if our energy is frenetic, no shame in that because we all get there,
Yeah.
but we can really kind of take a strategic approach to saying, you know what, I want to manage my visibility on all fronts, invisible and visible,
Yeah.
and really kind of dive into working on that energetic piece because that has more of an impact sometimes than anything else. Because if your energy is right and it's broadcasting in a way that it attracts people, your business gets a whole lot easier.
Yeah.
Flows a whole lot better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think one of the other things too, we talk a lot about energy, but also like self-doubt and shame are a lot of things that we hold inside that I think are part of that internal visibility block, if you will. Talk about some of the work that you do to help leaders and entrepreneurs with working through those blockages or blocks in their body.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, yeah, we all carry those things to a certain degree, right? Those elements, but the extent that we manage them, right? We're cleansing our energy, I guess, to put out there in a nice way. The work that I do, from a real practical perspective, is I go and tap into your energy, right? Tori, we've done this several times, many times, not even several, many times.
Yeah.
I tap into your energy, and my gifts allow me to, one, see where the blockages are in your energetic body and to kind of tie them back to the things that you said. Is there a self-confidence problem here? Is
Yeah.
there a is there some grief going on that's operating, that's kind of mucking up the gears? And you know, I can go in and take a look at that, share that with you. I have the tools through studying and learning about my own gifts and learning different modalities. Sacred geometry is the modality that I use. But
Yeah.
using those tools to go in and clear that blockage energetically and then come back and talk about, okay, this is what I saw. There was this grief that was sitting right here, or there was this shame that was sitting here, or there was whatever it may be. And not just leave it there, but just then say, okay, and why?
Yeah.
What was causing that to be there? Was it something from your childhood? Was it some, is it a belief that you have about yourself that's not a true belief, but it's just one of those things that, you know, you carry around because. And when we can identify that, then we can change the programming around it. We can change the belief. So not just pulling out the energetic root of what's causing you to feel some kind of way, but also rewiring your system so that it doesn't continue to come back as a blockage for you, so that you can stay in a higher vibrational state. Your energy can stay clearer and flow much better, keep you in
Yeah.
that state.
I'd love for you to go a little bit further and talk more about like the chakras, right? Because I think that there's some interesting perspectives of how each of those levels work and how and where those align. And so I'd love for you to talk about like we always talk about the third eye and like the left ear, right ear. Like I'd love for you to for people who may not know about this, like enlighten them on what these chakra, points mean and how they can be aware of them.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're all back to the premise of we're all energetic bodies, right? We're all this amazing ball of energy, beautiful, loving energy at our core. And within that, we each have very we have spinning centers of energy, and each of those centers of energy, called the chakras, are connected to certain emotions, certain beliefs, certain physical parts in our body as well, and they all work together, right? They're an integrated system. So if one is off, one is kind of janky, or one's not spinning the way it should, it's going to impact the other's ability to actually operate and flow.
which is why
Properly.
we feel like misaligned or not
Exactly.
connected.
Exactly. So from a visit, you mentioned well, let's talk about worthiness, right? You mentioned kind of worthiness, or just, sometimes feeling like you don't want to be visible, you just want to shrink, or that type of thing. The solar plexus is one of those spinning centers right here. And your solar plexus is your power center. That's like the, I got this, damn it, I got this. Right. And if you've had experiences that have told you haven't got this for whatever reason, however big or small, sometimes it can be just little things, right? It impacts that center's ability to spin and to flow. And it can manifest as sometimes even outwardly, you're like, I got this, I got this. But then when you start to take action to do something to show that you got this, you pull yourself back. When you start to take action to put yourself out there on social media, you're like, no, can't do that, can't do that. Or you start to, want to tell somebody your story. You're like, I'm gonna do it this time. I'm gonna share. I'm gonna be vulnerable. I'm gonna, and then, nope, not gonna do that. Gonna do that in the moment. You can't do it. It's because there's something that's blocking that here for you in this chakra. And that's just one example. I can go as deep as you want me to go. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a key point right there. But then I also think like the third eye, right? Like receiving, I think is another thing. Like receiving and intuition are big parts of that visibility journey, if you will.
Absolutely. So your crown chakra, right, kind of right above here, right above your head, is that's your connection to source, whatever source is for you. It's not tied to any one specific religion. It could be God, it could be the universe, it could be quantum physics. It doesn't really make a difference. Wherever you feel like you're connected to, this is the connection point right here. And so think about information coming in through that connection point, and then your third eye right here, this chakra, which actually corresponds to the pineal gland in the middle of your brain. So there's physicality to it as well. This is the translator of that information. This is where information comes in. Okay, what do I do with it? What does this information mean? How do I apply this to my business? What's my next step? That's where it comes in. And what happens in our business is most often, because we live daily busy lives, is that we don't get still enough to stop and listen for that information coming. This is your intuition, right? This is where the message, this is where the data is coming in, if you're a data kind of person, right? This is where the information all is being translated. But if we don't get still enough to listen to it and learn how our own unique system operates to tap into that information, then we're constantly looking outside for our answers instead of looking here for our answers. When we have them all the time, they're there.
Well, it's interesting that you touched on those two points, like the intuition and then your worthiness and your gut. And so think about intuition and gut feeling, right? Like if you think about it, those two, like that's for people who are listening who are like, oh, that's too woo-woo, or I don't think that that's for me. Like whatever it is, people can have different thoughts or beliefs or whatever, but everybody knows about intuition and gut feeling. Right? So from a very just basic perspective, think about it from that perspective. Because those are things that we use in our daily lives, in our business, in our personal life. Everything is intuition, gut feeling. And from an energetic perspective, like, we can go through the whole thing, right? And everything aligns to so many different aspects of our life, and without the alignment of each of those pieces, that's where we feel uncomfortable or, uncertain. And so, like you said, once you get still or quiet, you can really tap into your intuition, your chakras, whatever it is that you believe, to guide you in the direction that you need to go. And I know you talk about healing happens in layers, right? So I feel like a lot of times you have to go through certain layers of your challenges or struggles to get the full clarity to become visible. So I don't know if you want to touch a little bit on the healing in layers perspective.
Yeah, so there is this belief that, and I think there's a hope around it too, that okay, I healed my worthiness issues, so now moving on to the next thing on the list. Look, that one's done. Let me check things off. The truth of the matter is, we're here over a lifetime to continue to evolve, and evolving means sometimes coming back and some having some things come up in a deeper way for you, bring forth another a different you know a different lesson for you. I'll give you a really good example that happened to me recently. I mean, I'm 58 years old, right? And I went back to my college campus for, I think, probably the first time, right? So 40 years later, a new incoming class was coming, being welcomed, right? This was just a couple months ago. And I started feeling some kind of way when I got around this one particular spot on campus, and I was like, what's going on? Let me sit down here and like figure this out, right? Let me see what's going on. So I got still, it, don't get me wrong, it was loud and noisy around me. So stillness doesn't always mean quiet, and that's okay. But I got still and just kind of tried to tap into, okay, what's going on? And all of these memories came flooding back. All of this information around my 18-year-old self and how at the time I was like, yeah, I'm here. I got this. Wait, do I got this? This is a very different place. I don't come from where these other people come from. I'm different than these people. I mean, all of the things started coming up, and I had totally forgotten about all of that stuff in my life now. So it made me sit back and say, okay, where am I still feeling that in my life right now? Why is this coming back up to me right now? And it was for a good reason. I'm an entrepreneur just like many people. And we all know from that entrepreneurial journey, right? We continue each time we level up, something comes up to be healed because we need that fortification. We need to know that we got this so that we can push forward and we can push up and we continue to grow in our business and life, whatever it is. It was a beautiful moment. And I got to talk to my 18-year-old self and say, you know what, girl, I hear you, but you got this, right? Look at all these things that you've done in the past 40 years. And yeah, it's all been perfect. And yeah, we're still going to have some moments where we don't feel like we got this or we belong here or, that type of thing. But you can handle it. You can handle it. So.
I think that's one thing as entrepreneurs that we are so focused on the hustle and the growth and the next thing that we don't take time to sit and heal or listen or really dream, if you will, of what we really want to be doing and where we're going and what is our purpose and what's the impact we're going to make. I think it's so important for people to take that time because then that avoids burnout, right? Because there's a lot of people who get to that phase of burnout and it's like they didn't stop and just kind of, sit in the sun for a moment. It's okay to take a break, right? Sometimes you just need to step away and that's okay. And one thing I want to talk a little bit about is this influx in female entrepreneurs and how I think if more women are like us who are focused on, clarity and purpose and passion and working towards something that has meaning versus just grinding, right? Like that's the old mentality I think that we hear is just grind it out, right? But I feel like with this influx of women who maybe are more intuitive and who are more in tune with themselves, I'd love to hear your thoughts on what your projection is for our economy, growth, business, for these female entrepreneurs as we all are growing in this world moving forward?
Yeah, you're getting at the crux of the difference between masculine energy and feminine energy, right? And we can look at that from a chakra perspective. So we talk about looking at ear chakra frequently, and so your kind of right side ear chakra being masculine energy and left side ear chakra being your feminine energy, and an indicator of those. And the whole goal for each one of us is to have a balance, right? There's nothing that says that masculine energy, when used appropriately and when relied on appropriately, is not a good thing, right? And the same, right, for feminine energy, because we all know the different stereotypes of hyper masculinity and hyper femininity, and that's not what we're talking about here. So I mean, the goal is for us to be really, really balanced, and using those the very divine definitions of what masculine and feminine energies are. And we all have them, whether we're male or female, physically or other gendered. It doesn't make a difference, right? We should all have them and strive to balance them out. From a world perspective, I will say the world wouldn't be in the place that it's in right now. The world, not just one place in the world, but the world wouldn't be in the place that it were in right now if we had more of that balance, right? And I think you're right. We women lead from an intuitive place. I think, as a general statement, women are more in touch with their intuition. And we can argue why that is. It could be a natural thing, or it could be because men have been conditioned not to be that way. There's all kinds of different
That's a
theories.
whole other podcast.
That's a whole different story. Right. But for us, I love what's happening with just this upswell of women coming into the marketplace, because I think that's what the universe is calling for right now, is balancing out that hyper masculine societal approach, life approach that we're seeing all around. And so it's not sub I was gonna say it's not surprising to me. I wish it could have and would have happened earlier, but that everything in divine time, right? Happening, the timing of it is perfect. I feel excited to be involved in it, actually, right? This point of time. Isn't that a song in Hamilton? Like, lucky we aren't alive right now, or something like that. But yeah, I feel like women entrepreneurs and women-led businesses are going to just continue to rise, to expand, to bring that balance. And do it in a way that the key is doing it in a way that the system, as it's built right now, can digest it, right? It doesn't mean we don't have to be loud and proud. We shouldn't be loud and proud about, what we bring as women. And there's that reality that we have to say, okay, how do I say what I need to say in a way that the people that need to hear it will actually hear it and consider it and not automatically shut it down, right? And so that's a challenge. I think that's our biggest challenge. But it's not impossible. We got this.
I
Yeah.
know. I'm excited about this time. I have conversations, obviously, with women all the time on the podcast, and talking more and more about this expansion of female entrepreneurs, and how it's going to shift perspectives, and it's how it's going to change our generations to come. And it's an exciting time to be in. And I think that the work that you're doing is integral to not only helping the female entrepreneurs, but the male entrepreneurs and business owners too.
Right.
Because there's something to be said for alignment and intuition and energetic healing that needs to happen for the male counterpart, right? It's like you said, it's balance. We need to have balance.
It absolutely is balanced. And here's what I'll tell you, just from my own experience, when I started doing this work myself and on myself. So I mentioned back in my empty nester thing, when I was like, oh, my marriage, what's going to happen here? I'm not, I wanted to stay married, right? I loved my husband. He's still my husband, and I do love him still. But
And I love him too.
and I would but I was working with a coach at the time, who basically said to me, "You know what? Fixing your marriage has nothing to do with you telling him what you need from him. You got to do the work for yourself. You start there, and then what happens is when you get aligned energetically, he will feel that. It's that invisible visibility, right? He will feel it. He might not be able to put his finger on it. He may not be able to tell what's changed or what's shifted in you. But when you do that work, then he will, you'll see him act differently, respond differently, do things differently. And girl, she was right. He was very right. And whether you're in a male female partnership or otherwise, it doesn't make a difference. The people around you are impacted that way when you do the work. So if you think about that from a business perspective, if you're doing the work on yourself and you're working closely with clients who you know you can serve and you can help, whether they feel it, whether they know it or not, they're going to feel it.
Absolutely.
And it just, you're setting the stage in a very invisible way to help your clients and then help yourself, right? All the way around. So
So amazing. I would love for you to give one practical step for the people listening that they can do to increase their energetic vibration, if you will.
I will be happy to do that. Let me see which one I want to pick.
How much time do we have? No.
So we're speaking to female entrepreneurs here. So here's what I would encourage you to do. Think about managing your energy as a strategic advantage. It's a strategic advantage because not every entrepreneur, not every business person is out there managing their energy as part of their strategy for their business. So if you can think about it that way, and if you can master it, then you're creating an edge for yourself. You're creating an energetic edge. And I'll give you one step in I've got kind of like a four-step system that is how to create and maintain that edge. And it's an acronym. So it goes edit your energy, dial up your energy, guide your energy, and then execute.
Love it.
It can take so many different forms, but if you start with edit, and when I say edit your energy, what I mean is think about how you're editing yourself every day. When you talk to people, you're making sure that you're saying the right things in the right way, and that's not a bad thing. You're clearing out all the muck. You want to be clean and clear. When you're texting or messaging someone, you're making sure that what you're broadcasting and projecting is what it needs to be. So editing your energy can be as simple as sitting and clearing your energy in the morning, taking three breaths and saying, bringing the good in and releasing any energy that does not serve me right now. It can be very simple. It can be very deep. It can be, I do a cold plunge every morning. That's my edit. All of this stuff in the cold water every morning. So it can take lots of different forms. But if you start your day by editing your energy and getting rid of anything that doesn't serve you, getting rid of the fights from the day before, getting rid of the doubts, whatever it is, then you step into your day in a very different way. And the way your morning goes, your day flows.
Love it.
So that's where I would start.
That's amazing. Alicia, oh my gosh, I feel like we could just keep recording for another 20, 30 minutes. Let's go for it. Come on. But no, in all seriousness, thank you so much for being a guest, and you have such an expansive amount of knowledge and experience, and I just love your energy, right? We talk about energy on this call, and I'm so grateful to have you as a friend and a mentor and a colleague. And I'm grateful to have you as a guest here to share that. So how can people get in touch with you to get into your world, learn more about you, maybe learn the other points in your edge approach? How can they get in touch?
Yeah. So you can email me. The name of my company is Blue Violet Energy. So you can email me at alicia@blueviolentenergy.com. You can find me on LinkedIn under Alicia Dix Chavis. My website is blueviolentenergy.com.
Dot com.
Yeah. All pretty simple and straightforward. Yeah, that type of thing. So any of those ways, get in touch. I'm always happy to talk with folks. And yeah, I'd be happy to kind of work you through that whole how to create your edge, right? It looks different. Creating your edge can look very different for everybody. So there's no one, you got to do it this way, but it works best when you find the way that's right for you. And so I'd be happy to help folks with that. No problem.
Well, amazing. Thank you so much for being a guest. It has been an honor and a true pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, Tori. Right back at you with all of the gratitude for your friendship and your all the amazing work that you're doing to support women entrepreneurs in this world. And visibility is a thing, but I love the way you're handling it. So, and helping women with it. So
Well, thank you
keep
so
it up.
much.